This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that dog is for sale.
Hey everybody, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jean, but I have kicked Robbie out because we've got two fabulous guests returning back to the show who were here with me last year and are coming back to tell us all about, well, a lot of puppy craziness, quite frankly. It's the fabulous SJ and Marissa from Second Chance Animal Rescue. Hey guys.
How's it going?
Second Chance Animal Rescue is an absolutely amazing organization that gives a second life to pets, cats and dogs who are in pounds and basically gets them into foster homes and gives them a better quality of life or a second chance of life, as the name says, doesn't it?
Sure. That's right. And we wanted to say thank you so much for all of your listeners, all the Mad Wednesday fans. You know, last time we came in, we were campaigning for everyone to vote for us for Pick My Project so
that we could create
a community animal hospital. We won that grant, Dean. We won $200,000. The hospital is happening,
the hospital
my
is being built.
Yes.
That's so exciting. And so Marissa, exciting. That must be so huge for you.
Oh, it's amazing.
Because being the, you know, you created this organization.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so great to be able to actually take that next step now. Without those funds that we've just won, we wouldn't be able to do this. So it's so great to see Second Chance growing into the organization it is today.
Because when it started as well, and probably still is now, you in a van running around, you know, doing what you can, getting it all into things. Now you're in a place where, you know, you are in a space now that you're actually being able to build a hospital and
Absolutely.
And be able to raise so much more awareness and do so much more. It's really wonderful.
It started in my lounge room over 10 years ago, and now it was either, you know, get a place or get divorced, because my husband was not very happy with all the dogs and cats coming through, and we kept as many as we could. But, you know, we opened the first shelter 4 years ago, and we outgrew that within the first year. So this new place is, you know, over double the size. We'll have the community animal hospital. We'll have the shelter there. We'll have a cattery and education section. You know, it's all happening and it's growing tremendously.
It's so wonderful. It's so fantastic. I just think it's absolutely great what you're doing. What you're both doing is so great. And we've got you in here today because we are going to be talking about a fantastic event you've got coming up in just a couple of weeks, which is a doggy dash and pet themed market.
We just figured, what can we do that's fun? Because I mean, like, now that we've signed the lease for the hospital, right, we've now got the next big sort of amount of money that we need to raise is for the builders to do the internal fit out and actually like turn this warehouse into a hospital.
It doesn't come cheap. Very expensive. Like, those funds are nice, but you know, there's a little bit more that needs to happen.
It's a start. Yeah. So we've decided to do a dog walk down the Maribyrnong River on the 3rd of March. So you can register online. It's $30 to register, and you get like a tote bag and a bumper sticker, and you can start whatever time you want. So from 8 o'clock
in the
morning.
So this is great. You can just come along this walk with all of these people with their pets.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
and if you're a late sleeper and you've had a mad night out on Friday night.
That is me. That is definitely me.
You can register to walk as late as 11:30 a.m. So with your latte,
delicate
meander.
Great. It's got something for everyone. Perfect. I mean, I guess as much as a lot of parents listening would be like, yeah, that's awesome. We can do it later with the latte.
But not 8 a.m.
The kids are going to be up already. So you may as well just get them together.
Get it done.
Tie them out nice and early.
Ready for midday naps.
And that's the perfect way to do it. And it's great. I mean, I think as well, we've had such crazy weather. So it's nice that you're doing it at the start of March. Things should be much cooler by then.
But hopefully not raining. Because we're sort of looking outside going, oh God, please let the weather be great.
I mean, the weather's been going up and down and all around, but I believe nothing, but it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Especially for a great event like this. So what a great thing to do, everyone to come together and, you know, and just come and walk with your pets. And I believe children under 12 are free.
That is correct.
Which is absolutely awesome.
And come walk with us even if you don't have a dog.
That's
Like, if you're a dog lover and you want to be surrounded by pooches.
I have a housemate that loves dogs, so I think this is going to be the perfect thing to bring him along to.
So then Dina gets better. So you walk down the Maribyrnong, right? We start at Angler's Tavern and then we finish at Footscray Park with a pets items only market.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So there's going to be 35 stalls, all just dedicated to your pets.
Oh my God, I love this.
Everything from
pet art. So it's literally a pet market.
Seriously, pet little outfits, dog collars, pet photographers. We're going to have real dingoes from the Australian Dingo Sanctuary there. Yep. And Lara Shannon from Pooches at Play, which is a television show. She's our ambassador. She's going to be judging a best dressed dog and best trick competition. And they're free to enter. And there are amazing prizes.
I mean, this is absolutely fantastic. So we're not just talking about one big event. We're talking about two.
Yes.
Because this is two massive, great events. And being a part of these events. I can imagine. It's important to remind everyone that the thing with these events is all the money raised goes towards Second Chance Animal Rescue and helps to get the fit out and bits and pieces to be able to have this animal hospital be built. So it's absolutely wonderful and fantastic. So not only can you go for a fabulous walk with your family and friends, grab your pets or...
And make sure your pets are dressed up so you can enter the competition
make
later.
Make sure they look fancy. And you can come along to the Pets Only Market. Now, I mean, you never think of it. You go to a market and you see, or maybe a stall here or there, but to have an entire market that's for pets, I think this is absolutely awesome.
We've even got like a pet baker.
And there's live
music. But see,
music.
This is going to be hard for me because I would go to eat.
Oh, there's human food trucks there. Well. Because, like, you know, let's be honest, yeah. There will be coffee and there will be food.
So we've got something for everyone. But to actually have a pets only themed market, I think this is so exciting
it's
and so
be
fantastic.
So fun.
It must have been so fun to be liaising with all the different stalls and people because there are so many different things out there for our pets, isn't there?
And there's blinging heat. Stuff. Like, seriously, I've seen dog collars things. That I would wear. Ah. Actually, Frock would totally wear.
Frock's got a poodle wig, and I reckon Frock's going to need to come and get some great stuff for an outfit.
I would say you're going to be in Mardi Gras, otherwise you could have totally come dressed up as Frock.
I know. I can't be everywhere, unfortunately, because you know I would have. Frock would have definitely been walking along. I would have grabbed all of my nephews and nieces' pets, because there are quite a few dogs and they love them. And then I would have had the dogs. They would have rushed off, and I would have been going left and right with all of it. All of the dog. But I do love the idea of this because not only is this fantastic, like a pet themed market, having the best dressed dog competition, all these great things, that on its own is great. But the walk is something that I just think is absolutely fantastic because it's active, it's family friendly, there's no rush or race to it.
Yep.
You can just take your time with your pet or your friends. It's the perfect way you can just come and catch up with people. I reckon people should be getting their friends together and going, all right, this is going to be our catch up for the day. Instead of trying to do coffee during the week or running around like crazy, let's all meet, you know, one of you may or may not have a dog and let's, you know, pay our registration and come along for the walk.
Yeah.
I reckon it's a great way to do it.
And it's $30 to register. As I said, you get like a Second Chance Animal Rescue tote bag and a bumper sticker.
I have those. They're fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, well done you. It's better if you can register in advance online just so you can kind of book your walking time because we're staggering how many people are walking at each time because the Maribyrnong, like the path along the river isn't that wide.
Yeah.
So if you head to secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au, there's a big pop-up as soon as you head to the website.
Can't miss it.
And you can click to register. Or if you want to be a stall holder, if you're listening and you've got animal products and you want to sell.
There's still room.
Seriously, there's a click there to register as a stall holder as well.
And this is all happening on Sunday, March 3rd. It's going to be an absolute, I'm just excited for it. Maybe I should finish Mardi Gras, get up back early in the morning and just come straight back.
I won't
take my face off.
the market finishes at 3 p.m. So.
Oh, well, this is great. Sunday. So the walk is going on at what times?
From 8 a.m. till 11:30. That's when you can start walking.
And the pet market?
It starts at 9 a.m. and finishes at 3.
So these are two absolutely fantastic things happening here in Melbourne on Sunday, the March 3rd, to help raise some fantastic funds for Second Chance Animal Rescue, which is absolutely awesome. So if you want any of your details, just like SJ said, SJ's so familiar with being here at part of Joy for so many years. I love having it when you can come back in and listeners like, I know that voice. I've heard that for years.
Sounds
that's
familiar.
Right. So just head to secondchanceanimalrescue.com.au. You can get all your details for this there. It's all there. We're going to be putting it up on our socials, up on Mad Wednesday repeatedly. Grab your pets, grab your family, grab your friends and come along. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Love you, Mad Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for creating this event, creating this great organisation and coming and sharing it with us here on Joy. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggies, I do hope that doggies, I do hope that doggies for sale.
Listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.